Hey everybody, it's Justin here. You're listening to Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to turn you on to a band, and we've done all the work for you. All you have to do is listen. And the good thing about having to go back and edit an episode is I can record something like this and get the intro right. Because as you'll hear, I definitely did not get the intro right. So I'm still working on it. You guys know, if you've been listening to this program, that Deprogrammed is a work in progress, pretty much constantly. So we did the Alice in Chains episode here, and you'll hear lots and lots and lots of hiccups. We talked for an hour and a half, and only 46 minutes came out of it, and of that I had to trim yet another 8 minutes out of that. And it's still not edited enough, and I do apologize, but if I edited any more of it out, then it would not be cohesive, like, at all. So I apologize for the quality. It's not up to my snuff, but I also didn't want to lose the conversation. So, again, I apologize, and enjoy the show. It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin, and we're doing pods where, you know, one of these days I'll get the intro right. Like, I had it perfect on the PJ Harvey one last week, and this week I screwed it all up. Deprogrammed is the podcast where we're going to turn you on to a band. We've done all the work for you. We're going to present you with a list. All you have to do is listen. We're going to tell you why we love the band, why we love their music, so on, so forth. Today's band is Alice in Chains, and, I'm going to go ahead and say this too. Patreon.com/ohhijustin is a link that you can go to if you want to help me on my journey, because clearly I talk good. joining us today via the Skype machine, both of these gentlemen, Dennis.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, what's shaking, Jack?
So good to be back.
Oh, the first time in a long time.
Yes.
And joining us for the very... Hello? Did we lose him?
We lost him.
Oh, you're there. You son of a... you and your trickery, Ryan. Dude, I did some light Facebook stalking on you because your Facebook profile picture is you playing a guitar. And so I opened up the picture and I noticed you're a lefty.
Yeah, there's only so few of us out there.
Dude, like, look, we're supposed to be about half of the world, and yet somehow I never come across it's bizarre. I'm going to get a little bit more, y'all. There we go. But anywho, I also did a little bit of more of a deeper dive, and I checked out your band.
Oh, nice. Which one?
Brevity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a new one I just joined not too long ago. I'm playing bass in that one.
Yeah, I see that. And nice. Very, very good. And this...
I appreciate it.
This is why I said in the chat, hey, you're from Connecticut, but you're not.
gotcha. Yeah. I'm in Mass. I'm right on the border, though. I work in Connecticut, so close enough.
The trickery.
I'll give you credit.
It's all New England, right?
It's all the same.
Yeah. They need the same chowder up there.
So I think, Dennis, when you were on for System of a Down, you put Alice in Chains out there.
Yes.
Tell me about Alice in Chains. What is it about Alice in Chains that you be loving?
So... my love for Alice in Chains actually comes from my initial love for Nirvana. The first time I saw Nirvana was on Saturday Night Live when they were the musical guest. I never heard of them before. and they kick so much ass. I was like, oh, I got to check out this band. So I started listening to them. They were great. And I was like, what are other bands that are like them? And Alice in Chains is one of them that's from the Seattle area that all kind of broke out in the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And so I started listening to them. And as an angsty senior in high school, like listening to Against the Machine.
Yeah.
So they were basically singing a soundtrack for my life as a high schooler. So I really enjoyed the band.
So let me swing it over to you, Ryan. Like, again, just kind of basing off the light Facebook stalking I did, Alice in Chains seems in your wheelhouse. So you hopped on. Why is Alice in Chains the first band you wanted to get in on?
So I was kind of a late bloomer on Alice in Chains. I'd always enjoyed everything I'd heard on the radio. And, you know, I'm a huge Pumpkins fan, Nirvana, but I never really did that deep dive. And probably about 2-3 years ago, I dove in and I went through the whole discography front to back. And I was so disappointed that I'd never really given them a full.
Uh-oh.
Sound very unique. Like, you, when you hear an Alice in Chains song, you know it's them. You know, Lane's voice is very, you know, definitive, and they have their sound. And man, I just couldn't get enough of them. I did everything front to back, and it was great.
I'm glad you said Lane Staley, because I was worried. I was like, oh man, these guys, they might like the newer stuff more than like the old stuff, and we're gonna clash the whole time.
No, it took me a while to give the newer stuff a chance, but I mean, it's all good in my eyes.
Yeah.
So to that point, I'm actually very much like you, Ryan. This was my deep dive for preparing for this show.
I am shocked.
I know, right? Well, and it's right in my wheelhouse too. That's the thing that drives me nuts, is it is right there in the Justin vein. Like, I friends listening to Dirt and self-titled and stuff. And I also want to say this, because you brought up, you know, you were worried we were going to like the new stuff, or newer stuff better. It's absolutely Alice in Chains all the way through. Like, the three newer albums are absolutely Alice in Chains albums. And I wanted to get y'all's thought on that, because a lot of people think, oh, well, Lane's dead, they're not Alice in Chains anymore.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Jerry Cantrell wrote most of the songs anyway, so it kind of carries on throughout their newer stuff, I would say.
I mean, to be honest, like, I've been listening to Alice in Chains for like 30 years, so the newer stuff doesn't appeal to me as much as the older stuff. Just, I mean, it's kind of hard when you literally grew up on it, and then the band's just changes.
Again, I'm just now diving in and growing up with it. Yeah. So I would guess that would be the difference. So
yeah,
let's talk about your 20. How was it putting your 20 together, Dennis?
Painful.
Of course. Isn't it always?
Yes. If I'm 100% honest, I really don't even have a 20 right now. Like, I'm going to kind of play it by ear a little bit here.
Yeah. This is your first time playing, Ryan. What was it like putting 20 together?
I try to balance it between all the albums, try to get a little bit of everything, you know, really try to play the game. And I got my list together last night, and I haven't changed it, so I'm happy where I'm at right now.
I initially, again, went and evened everything out between all the albums, including the newer ones, because, again, a lot of the newer stuff played as Alice in Chains when you listen to all of it together. But when I went back and started refining and trying to cut down to my 20, there was a couple of the newer songs I was like, okay, well, I can lose this, because I wasn't sure where you guys stood on the newer stuff. So I was like, you know, I don't want to go too heavy on the new stuff. And then I started, I think I got it down to like 27. And those last seven, and more specifically, the last two, were impossible. I was just like, this just isn't going to happen, is it? And I just kind of was like, all right, well, I guess this one, and I guess this one. And I'll tell you guys this, that I definitely made some some bold choices on stuff to leave out on purpose, both because hoping that you guys will pick it up, but also because, now we'll get to it if the songs come up. The name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Alice in Chains discography. What was it? 7 albums, I think, and then a couple EPs. Maybe 6 albums and a couple EPs, whatever.
6, I think.
And then...
And 3 EPs.
Right. We nabbed up some other stuff. And so we've combed through it. We've each picked out 20 songs, and we are now going to mash our 20 songs together in an attempt to come up with a top 10 starter kit for Alice in Chains for you to dig. With that being said, I'm going to start here. I don't think it's my favorite song, but I'm almost positive it's the first song I heard when I push play. And when every time I hear it, I'm like, that's Alice in Chains as fuck. That is Alice in Chains. We Die Young.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. There we go. It's practically quintessential. Like, it has everything you want in a Alice in Chains song. Lane is on. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
This has never, ever, ever happened. I don't know. It just keeps cutting out on me. That has never happened before.
It's Lane Staley's ghost messing with us.
Oh, no. Oh,
so you better
no.
not pick any songs I'm not singing.
Jesus. Well, I mean, this will be a slightly less edit, but We Die Young got through. Did you guys want to add your thoughts on We Die Young?
I mean, it's just great. It kicks off Facelift. And it just kicks you right in the face. It's great.
And you're a big track one guy, right?
Oh, I'm a huge track one guy. Yes, absolutely. He's already picked up on that.
I've sprinkled in a couple track ones in there just to see if they'd get through. A couple of my favorites on there.
Well, I always like when I make a playlist and I go like from front to back and I push play. And the first song I hear from the band sounds like the friggin' band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And We Die Young is that. It is exactly that. So, like, there was no denying that ever for me. So, all right. We'll move over to Dennis.
Speaking of track ones, I think their best track one is Them Bones.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me.
That was one of my ones that...
No!
I think it was one of those last 7 that were impossible for me to cut.
Justin.
I know, right? Because you're right.
I don't have your back either. I don't have it.
Curse you both. Well,
I don't feel as bad then.
You both should feel terrible.
Well, and we'll come across all the other, like, because, you know, initially it was because, radio and whatnot. But no, like, going through this, I have a ton of radio stuff. So it's not even that.
This wasn't even that big of a radio song.
No, you're right. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm leaving that in. All right. So, unfortunately, Dennis, a strike. But we'll move over to Ryan.
I'm going to go with Love, Hate, Love.
Oh, shit. No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
That's a tough one. Songs, period. He kills that song.
Is that on Facelift too?
Yeah, that's on Facelift.
Okay, yeah. You know, for me, I started just picking every song on Facelift. I was like, I can't do this. I have to start cutting some of these out. So that was one of the casualties.
That's exactly what happened to me. It's exactly because I listened to Facelift and I was like, oh, well, there's no way it gets any better than this. And then Dirt starts. I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. All right, let's see. Speaking of, maybe I'll play one of my, this one's up near the top because, again, it feels like it's on the nose Lane. Junkhead.
Yes, I'll back you on that one.
100%.
Yeah. What's my drug of choice? Just that line alone was like, yeah. That's Lane.
You know, I think when we did System of a Down, I think I told you that I don't do drugs, but I love songs about doing drugs. And this is a perfect song that is an example of that. I love it so much.
It's right on brand with what you'd pretty much expect. And it just sounds like it's a great Alice in Chains song. That's the best way to put it. So, hey, we got two through though.
Nice.
All right, Dennis.
All right, I'm going to stay on dirt and go with kind of the obvious one that I hope you guys have is Rooster. Oh my God.
Yeah, so great, like,
not denying that.
You're not wrong.
Somebody hasn't really heard much Alice in Chains, then they, if they don't like that song, they're not going to like any of it.
Okay, actually, you know, that is a very valid point. And also, there's another song that I don't have that I feel is, like, right on par with that, that I, I don't know if you guys are going to have or not. But, all right, Ryan? All right, after yet another interruption... we'll slide on over to Ryan.
I'm going to go with Got Me Wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, does it matter which version?
I don't think so.
No.
As long as you have it.
Both are great.
Yep.
I prefer the album version myself, but than the MTV Unplugged version.
So does that mean we all have it?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that one's kind of, again, that's like a song I kind of forgot about. I do think you can kind of hear it on radio still every now and again, but I just kind of forgot how great it was. And like you said, Dennis, like I always think about the Unplugged. There's a lot of these songs where I think about the Unplugged versions, and those are what led me to liking some of these songs was their Unplugged.
Yeah. And it was also from the soundtrack for Clerks, so.
Ah. Mm. All right. I'm going to go here. This one's definitely another radio tune, but I don't think you can hear this one anymore. I think it was a product of its time. Again.
I'll go with it again.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Okay. Goes to the conversation though. Ooh, 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 yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah. Oh, like when I reheard that, like when it came up in the playlist, I was like, oh yeah, that's what they do. Hell yeah.
The thing I love about that album is basically like a middle finger to their studio, their record label, because it's like, all right.
Really?
Complaining about having to make another album.
Oh.
So, like, we don't have any inspiration. Let's write what we know. We don't like our record label. So, a lot of these songs are, you know, basically a big middle finger to them. And again, it's kind of like that, too.
Nice. All right. Dennis.
All right. I will go with one of the MTV Unplugged tunes, Killer Is Me.
Oh, nope. No,
I don't have that.
No,
I hate you guys so much.
Sorry.
You're going to regret not having these songs on.
I already do, Dennis. I already do. All right. Ryan.
I'm going to go with another pretty popular one. Nutshell.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I tried to ignore it, but nah, can't. Great. It's great.
Yep. One of my favorites.
Yeah, this one, I prefer the Unplugged version.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you. Something about Jar of Flies, but like a lot of them, I like the Unplugged versions better, strangely. Wow, okay, so we got four through all the way already. All right, I want to start taking some swings here. Rain When I Die.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's probably my number one.
Wow, all right.
You know what? My faith is restored in you guys. I didn't think anybody else would pick this song.
Really?
We're back.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, again, like I said with We Die Young, like, this is right up there with quintessential. Like, I think it's going to rain when I die. Oh, but, and then that... In Lane's voice, though.
Wow.
Yep.
I love the guitar on it.
That's a classic Alice in Chains riff right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got the
and it goes away at the end, then it comes back.
The
yes.
Studio fade.
Yeah, oh, awesome. So good. So good. All right. Well, I was worried about that one. I was worried about that one, but it's in there. All right, Dennis.
All right.
We're halfway there already, gents.
I don't want my heart broken, so let me try and pick something good. How about Check My Brain?
Yep.
I don't have that.
Okay, moves over to the conversation. I remember hearing that for the first time when it came out and going, wait, this is new Alice in Chains?
Exactly.
Whoa. This is good. I hate to keep belaboring the point, but the new stuff is Alice in Chains. It's really freaking good.
Yeah, I was on business travel in San Antonio driving around and listening to the radio trying to find a good station. I hear this song. I was like, is this Alice in Chains? I thought I knew every Alice in Chains song. I never heard this before. And that's when I knew they were making new music. It was awesome.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan.
I'm going to go with Sludge Factory.
That was...
I will back you on that.
Good, because... Nice. Yeah. I want to say it was like 23. Like, it was a late cut. And I felt bad. Actually, it may have even been 22. But it was... I'm going to go with yet another radio tune. I know. I'm living in the radio world right now. Wood.
They have a lot of them.
They have a ton of them.
Yeah.
Wood.
Yeah, I will back you on that one.
I don't have that.
Okay. Of the ones that I have left, that would have been the one I would have been okay with missing. Even though I love it, I couldn't bring myself to cut it. And again, it comes back to Lane. If I would, could you? Just that. It's always with me forever.
Yeah.
So.
Great song.
So I'm not saying we were interrupted yet again by some weird frickin' technical difficulties, but we were interrupted by some weird technical difficulties. I played Wood. Dennis had it, and so now it's in the conversation, and that moves us to Dennis. It is your turn.
All right. I will rage quit if nobody else has this one, so hopefully somebody does. Sea of Sorrow.
Oh, my God. What?
No way.
No.
Nope.
Oh, man, I'm back to hating you guys so much.
Oh, God. No!
Listen to it again. Damn it. After we're done. Realize how wrong you were.
I'm sorry, Dennis. We have let you down.
It's a quintessential Alice
in Chains song. Whatever. I'm so sorry.
Ryan, what do you got?
Ryan.
I'm going to go with... Yep.
It ain't like that? Okay. I do have that.
Ooh.
So yeah. It moves over to the conversation. All right. Sorry. Like... Now I'm completely frazzled. I can't play host because I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
This episode is going to come out next year because it's going to take that long to edit it.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, I recorded PJ Harvey this last weekend, so I'm a week ahead. So I got 2 weeks to get this one done. All right. All right. This one stuck out to me a lot. How about Goddamn?
Oh, yeah.
I will back that one.
All right. So that gives us six all the way through, gents. We've got We Die Young, Rain When I Die, Junkhead, Got Me Wrong, Nutshell, and Goddamn are through. All right. Dennis? Hello?
Yes?
Goddamn, what is happening? Fuck. It's like... cutting out on me. It's switching. All right. It is your turn, Dennis.
I will go with on the God theme, Godsmack.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
There we go. All right, Ryan.
Angry Chair.
Yeah. Yep.
I do not.
Yep.
I think that's one of the only songs that Lane wrote for Alice in Chains.
Oh, I did not know. But I kept coming back to that one because initially, again, I don't know if that was a radio hit or if I just remember hearing.
It was.
It was a single, yeah.
Okay. So I heard it on the
radio. Hey.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Fucking. Fuck. did you guys even hear my no excuses?
Yes, I said yes.
I don't have it.
Okay. So we got one. All right. Dennis.
All right, quickly. Brother.
Nope.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Which album is that?
Sap.
Sap, and it's also on the Unplugged.
That's why. Okay. Let me move that here because I forgot to add that to the... I listened to it. I forgot to add it to my Trello.
It's one of the slow ones. All right.
Yeah. Ryan.
Dirt.
Of course.
You know, that one was so hard. Has anybody got that?
Nope.
Didn't hear what you said.
I Stay Away.
Hold on. Let me see.
I don't have it.
No.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, I got to try to start get some misses here, I think. Just for so you know, I've got 7 songs left.
7.
Surprisingly.
Oh yep. My gosh, I got 2.
All right, Dennis. Yep. Oh, shit. No. That one was 21. Fuck. Nope. Did I lose you guys again?
Wait, did you say no to Justin?
I said no. Yeah.
Oh. Oof. I wish you had
that one. Was,
I thought you said
that
yes.
One was that one was 21. I thought I did. That's what I'm saying. I had it until this morning. I had it until this morning.
I can't wait to hear these songs you think should be on here.
All right, Ryan?
I'm going to start going with some of the newer ones here. I have The One You Know.
Oh, my God. Nope. Nope. But that one was definitely one of the last ones from the newer stuff, for sure. The One You Know. All right. Again, just trying to move quick, I guess. How about Over Now? Over Now?
Give it a rest.
Hello?
You can't bully us.
Sorry, did you?
Stop pretending like you can't hear us, Justin. We said no.
Okay. God damn it. What? I mean, at least it was an easier fix this time. I don't know why it keeps switching. It's like switching an output. All right. Dennis.
My last one, Head Creeps.
Nope.
Whatever.
All right. Ryan.
Bleed the Freak?
Nope.
That's a good song.
All right. How about A Little Heaven Beside You?
Yep.
All right. And Dennis, you're out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a roundabout where how much you got left there, Ryan?
I have 5 left.
1, 2, 3, 4. Same here. All right. What's next?
So Far Under?
No. Nope.
Nope.
Hello? Any of those hit?
God. Andy's back.
God, fuck, fuck, fuck. I mean, if nothing else, this will be a spectacular curse fest from me. So I'm guessing you guys, did any of those hit for you, Ryan?
Which ones?
Grind, All Secrets Known, Phantom Limb, Red Giant.
Phantom Limb.
All right, so put that over in the conversation. The rest are trash. You want to clear out whatever you got left?
Rotten Apple, All Secrets Known, A Looking in View, and Stone.
All right. So let's clear archive this list. All right. You know, as miserable as like the conversation, number one has been terrific, and number two, six through on this first round. We Die Young, Rain When I Die, Junkhead, Got Me Wrong, Nutshell, and Goddamn, all the way through. So, let's see, archive these cards, and we got to get four from these 12. Shit. All right. Again, Check My Brain, All Secrets Known, Sludge Factory, Phantom Limb, Heaven Beside You, Angry Chair. You feeling any one of those three in particular? Check My Brain.
What was the three again?
Check My Brain, All Secrets Known, Phantom Limb. I'm partial to Check My Brain out of the three.
Yeah, that works.
All right, so let's pop that one through. That gives us seven. We'll lose All Secrets Known and Phantom Limb. Hello? Why?
Hey there.
Why?
You're going to hate cutting this
one
up in
post. Oh, my God. It's going to be miserable. It is going to be miserable.
For a second there, I keep thinking it's, oh, maybe my computer's fucked up, but nope.
No, there's... I don't know if it's just the drivers need to be updated or something. I don't know. Okay.
Skype doesn't like your setup.
Yeah, I don't know. So we still need three. Do any of these strike you as ones that don't belong at this point? Again, Sludge Factory, Heaven Beside You, Angry Chair, Wood, It Ain't Like That, No Excuses, Brother, or Dirt.
That's tough to say, especially with all those songs.
Yeah, they all feel kind of right. So is there any ones that you're like particularly wanting to fight for at this point? Dennis, you feeling anything?
I would fight for Dirt, maybe.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. I was thinking the same thing.
All right. You guys had it. I had it until late, so let's slide that one through. All right, let's see. What do we have? We Die Young is from Facelift.
Yeah, we have one Facelift right now.
Do we feel like we need another one? Because It Ain't Like That's the only other tune from that.
I mean, I had it, but...
Same.
Those other songs would be tough for me to say no to.
I agree. I also feel like...
Well, so we should we just go ahead and drop the rest of the Dirt ones? Because we've already got three.
That's probably a smart idea.
He heard none of that.
I heard some of it.
Okay.
Wood and Angry Chair are both going to go at this point.
Yeah, I think that's fine. They were both pretty big songs.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we still have two left between these. Again, Sludge Factory, Heaven Beside You, No Excuses, Brother.
Brother.
I'm going to be honest. I love, love, love No Excuses. But between Got Me Wrong, Nutshell, I mean, I feel like we could.
Would that kind of take Brother out of the equation, too?
I think Brother's different.
I do, too. But.
Well, let's drop No Excuses. And I also feel the same. Again, I love, love, love Heaven Beside You, but Heaven Beside You is right in that same pocket.
And so what are we thinking? Sludge Factory, Brother, maybe?
All right, so...
Yeah, I think Brother should go through. Like, there's not a whole lot of songs they have that are like that on our list.
All right.
Where
agreed.
It's just really, like, a really slow and somber kind of song, you know?
All right. And so that leaves the last one, Again, versus Sludge Factory. And of the two, look, I... technically lean towards Again just because I had it, but tune, I think we go with the slightly lesser known Sludge Factory.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
All right, so let's drop again and let's run down these 10. All right. We Die Young, Rain When I Die, Junkhead, Got Me Wrong, Nutshell, Goddamn, Check My Brain, Dirt, Sludge Factory, and Brother. And I'm going to kick it over to you, Dennis. Which one is the number one with a bullet?
I'm going to go with the lead track from this, We Die Young.
How are you feeling, Ryan?
I'd be fine with that. The only would be Rain When I Die.
Those were the two I was thinking. And just, I'm leaning We Die Young mostly because, like I said, you push play and it's right there, right in your face, right at the top. So it's already a track one.
It really is kind of the most Alice in Chains song there is.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll go with We Die Young.
Believe me, I love Rain When I Die, but I think We Die Young is more emblematic of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, gents, this may end up being a shorter episode than than we talked for, but I really do appreciate it. Remember who, but somebody jumped on from Mars Volta. So,
Did they?
Yeah. So soon that'll be in the periphery. Soon. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
And Dennis, I don't know if you're signed up for anything else yet.
I don't think so, but I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. I feel like you were, like Jenny was asking for music a couple weeks ago, and you said something on Twitter, and of course, instead of just responding like a smart person would do, I didn't. But the band, I know the band that you mentioned.
Black Crowes?
I don't think it was them, but no. I could put that up there on the list. But I was like, oh my God, we need somebody for that band. And I can't believe the Jayhawks?
The Jayhawks.
Jesus Christ. This is going to be miserable. This is going to be miserable.
Poor Justin.
Okay. I need to put myself out of my misery. Not that I'm not enjoying your company, gents, but like...
But you know what? On the bright side, we made a hell of a playlist.
We absolutely
It's a great list.
For anybody who's, I don't know, their joke is, oh, you're a generic grunge band. Nah, man. They're very, very sure. Does it fit in the grunge pocket as far as sound? Sure. But they absolutely do not sound like the other grunge bands. Like that,
no.
That they don't. And stop that. But don't stop going to patreon.com/ohhijustin, pledging $1. One American dollar is all it takes, and you keep me going on days like today where nothing is going right. And you'll get, I mean, yeah, I talk a lot about, hey, your dollar helps me, and it does a great deal, but it also, you get a ton of content in you get this show before the rest of the world. You get the Oh Hi Justin daily Monday through Friday pod. You get hashtag WrestlePals right to your inbox. You get your music show. You get, I mean, whatever I'm doing is going to come to your inbox. And that includes these ghouls demos and hopefully the album here soon whenever I actually start recording it. So it's just a lot of stuff. One American dollar is all it costs. And again, it helps me out a great deal. Gentlemen, thank you so much for putting up with this.
Of course. It was a great time.
It's always a pleasure, Hulkster.
And I will talk to you guys soon. With that being said, Alice in Chains, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.